kılacaktır. All right, guys. We don't quite know how we're going to do this, but what we thought was, if you would come over here, we can worship. If you ask anything off your food, please do. But come around. We're gonna worship. We're gonna sing. We're gonna love God. I think it's good for us to have a night where we celebrate what Jesus has done for us, and that's really what it's all about. If it wasn't for Jesus, none of us would be here tonight, none of us would be in this place. God's done amazing things. So come together, please, folk, if you don't mind. I wonder if the guitarist could get up on the... Oh, there they are. Wonderful, wonderful. Start strumming away. Music brings in. Wonderful King, Lord, we love you and we worship you in this place, Lord. In Psalm 50, verse 23, it says, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God." But we want to be those who offer thanksgiving tonight. The Americans do this every year. They come together and they do thanksgiving and they kind of unite families back together. And I think it's a great thing. We're not doing it because we want to copy the things that are done in other nations, but it's certainly great that we can come together as a family. So good that people are eating and sharing together and just recapping. And like it's been a year, hasn't it? It's been a year. I don't want to say what kind of year, because maybe for you it's been a great year, or maybe it's been a tough year. But whether there's highs or whether there's lows, we know this, that we're here today because Jesus has allowed us to be here today. Jesus has given the grace of life. He's allowed for us, our great God, to stand and look back. And if it's been tough for you, know this, that God's been with you. He's helped you. He's the God of comfort, and He comforts us in our affliction. And if it's been a great year for you, well, we want you to share testimony about that. I love this little verse in Revelation 19. It says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus. If you think back on everything that's happened over the year, it's the testimony of Jesus. I mean, it's not your own doing, it's not your own work, it's not your own effort to hold the world together. It's the testimony of Jesus. If you're alive today, it's the testimony of Jesus. And that's the spirit of prophecy. In other words, if He's done something, it's prophetic because He can do it again. And He wants to do things again. And as you tonight have been trusting Jesus for wonderful things in your lives, why not celebrate what God has done in other people's lives And maybe you haven't had your healing. Maybe you haven't had your solution. Maybe your problem hasn't been resolved. How many of you are still trusting for big things from God? Right? We all are. But this is something we need to do first. We need to worship God for His faithfulness in other people's lives. Irrespective of whether He's done it for us or not. Are we good? If you can see the God who does good things for people and worship God as that, that's the answer. It's not about whether He does it for you or not. It's about worshiping Him because He's done it. Because He's good. And so let's lift Him up. If He does it for you, that's great. Let others then rejoice and share tonight what He's done. So, we're going to worship, and Lord Jesus, we just come before You tonight as Your children. We thank You, Lord, for being such an incredible Father to us. God, we are so grateful to You, Lord. We thank You. The Word says that it's thanksgiving that prepares the way of the Lord. And so we want to kick off tonight by saying thank You, Lord. Thank You for everything You've done. Thank You for what You haven't yet done. But we just say thank You. Because You are the God who can do everything. You're the God who's able. You're the God who's powerful. You're the God who's everywhere, ever present. We thank You, Lord, even to know You, even to talk to You tonight. We thank You that You called us to this place, that You saved us, that You've given us an awareness of You. Thank You, God. Thank You for the privilege to be the encounter Yours. We worship You tonight, God. Thank You for this privilege to praise You. In many places, people can't do this. But we can. And tonight we want to just say thank You. Thank You, thank You, thank You. We worship You. We worship You. Thank You.
Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because You are good, and I dance because You are good, and I shout because You are good. You are good to me, and I sing because You are good, and I'll dance because You are good, and I'll shout because You are good. You are good. You're good to me.
Sing with me, how great.
great Lord.
Never, nor will see how great, is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names.
God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth, honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and to give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Colossians 3:15, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Lord, we want to give you thanks, Lord. We want to give you thanks tonight. We sing songs and hymns, and we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, in everything we do. Whether we're eating or sleeping or working or driving or looking after kids or doing whatever, in everything we want to say thank you, God. Whether we're playing sports or whether we're doing business, whatever it is, Lord, we want to do everything for you, thanking you. Thank you, God. Lord, tonight we want to say thank you. Let's say thank you, folks. Say thank you. Thank offerings to you, God. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you've been to us. Thank you for being the bread of heaven. Thank you for being the living water. Thank you for being the good shepherd, O God. Thank you for being the door to God. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for being the resurrection and the life. Jesus, we thank you for all that you are, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for this life, O God. Thank you for the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for what you're doing, your kingdom advancing. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you that you are in control. Thank you that you are sovereign. Thank you that you see all things before they happen. Thank you that you see the end, and you are glorious, glorious, glorious. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace and your love and your grace and your favor. Thank you for your kindness and your gentleness and your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done. Thank you for teaching us. Even the scripture says, rejoice when we face trials of many kinds, because they shape us and they give us character and they produce hope and faith in our hearts and love. So thank you for every trial, Lord. Can you say that tonight? Thank you, Lord, for every trouble, every trial, every temptation that has come our way, that has strengthened us in our faith, that has caused us to walk stronger with you, Lord, and to rely more on you and not on the things that you do. Lord, we want to thank you tonight for all that you've done. God, let's just thank you, man. We love you. Thank you.
Let the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name.
Justified by faith. We are justified simply believing in the finished, perfect work of the cross. You, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you for your love. We want to say thank you for your obedience to the Father. I want to say thank you that through the cross, as your arms stretched open wide, you, Father, sent your Son for the nations of the world. We're not singing about a God or a person that is dead and was a good man. We're singing about a King who's resurrected, living, alive. And I want to declare the scripture out of Romans. concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God in the power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. Lord Jesus, you're the Son of the living God by your resurrection from the dead. And Father, we celebrate and we thank you that we live in that resurrection life, not by anything we've done, not by our might, not by our power, but by simply you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I thank you that you've opened up your arms for the nations, that you're calling the nations to repent before you and to believe in you. But Father, we stand here in grace. We stand here because you've allowed us. And I just want to say as well, thank you, Father, for placing the lonely in families. That's what you love to do, God. Those who are lonely, you set in family, because you're a father who operates from a family. And we just say, Dad, thank you for what you've done.
Wonderful. We were thinking of doing the 1 minute testimonies back at our tables over dessert. I think let's do it right here, right now. And are we going to go according to laughter? So the challenge is 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute. You got it, eh? The challenge. So is there a timer or a buzzer? Alright, stop mine now. And so I want to say thank you. Thank Jesus also, but I want to say thank you to every single one of you. Thank you for being the Church of Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you to you for being faithful and following Jesus and for bearing fruit in your lives as followers of Jesus. It's the most wonderful thing in the world when people do what they believe about their Savior and their Lord. And when they operate in it and they step out and do it, it's a great thing. This church is a church that is a blessing to the earth, a blessing to the whole world. And it's because of every single individual in this place that is honoring Jesus and is living for Jesus and is loving Jesus and giving of their time to Jesus. And then thank you just to every leader and to everybody that's been involved and has served. And, you know, I'm not going to point out and give out, you know, nine people individually yet enough, as much as I'd like to. I'll run out of time. But thank you just to every one of you. And thank you. Just keep... I'm grateful. Is that it? Time's up. All right. Who's next? I'm very grateful. I got lots. It's a mid-range group, hey? Yeah. Mid-range, who's next? Mid-range.
There's 5 minutes, 1 minute per person.
Come all the mid-range group. Five of the mid-range group. Four of them, because I've just clapped a minute. Come. Who's up? Mid-range group. You don't want to say thanks. Okay, next group? No, I'm kidding.
Don't leave me here alone. I'm thankful for my family. My minute's going. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for our children. I won't. I'm thankful for this life group. I'm thankful for this local church. I'm thankful for the challenges and the trials that God's put us through this year. It's brought us to a greater dependency on Him. I'm thankful for our family that has brought us together this year, that has been around us this year. I'm thankful for the Sunday school, the teachers that are around Scarlett and the kids in this local church. I'm thankful for the teams that we serve on. I'm thankful for our eldership, their encouragement, their mentoring, their leadership. That's it. I don't have any more.
On the spot here. I'm very thankful for the life group as well. I also want to just say thank you to Jesus. Through Jesus, I've been able to introduce Jesus and God into my workplace. And it's just been revelation after revelation. It wasn't so long ago, I was on the way to work, and I was listening to a Christian CD. Literally on the highway, I had to stop and pull over. It was just so overwhelming, and I could just feel the Holy Spirit was working in me. And since then, it's just been every day with Jesus, and it's just been absolutely amazing. So thank you to everybody here as well for the support and to the last group.
And my wife.
You have to say that. To keep it under. As everyone knows, I like to talk. I've got way too many things to be thankful for. Thankful because God's providing for my business every month and 2 months in advance now so that I don't have to stress about December. thankful for this church. Thank you for all the people. Thank you for Jesus. I don't know. So many things have happened in our lives. Our home in this last year has just been amazing. I have too much to say, so I'm just going to say thanks for everything.
I'm thankful for my son that I got in January. After 4.5 years of trying, we were blessed with our second child. We went to Manny's house for lunch, and he said, this time next year, I'm prophesying over you that you will have a son, and Grayson was born a year later. So that happened. I'm thankful for when Tia Tyler was here, I was completely released and healed from a reoccurring aggressive bladder infection. That just I've suffered from it since I was 6 years old, and it's never been back. I was completely healed from that, and I'm thankful that I'm able to be at home. God's providing in our household, and I was able to resign and just be more of a mom for my children.
I was incredibly lost and found, and I found the Crossing Church about 2 years ago, and I found a place that I belong, and I'm incredibly grateful for that.
Hello, my name is Chris, and if you know me, I'm quite a shy guy, so it's going to be a long minute. No, it's just quite a while back somebody said to me, I asked him, why God, why me? And then he said, because you're highly favored by God. And I've seen this in my life over the last year. My father passed away last year, and we've just gone from glory to glory. My mom, because my biggest concern was my mama, and she's fine. She's financially quite well. And I've seen favor in my life today. I applied for a loan for a car, and I wanted to go for the 1.4, and they said, well, give me the quote, but the 1.8 was special. And they sent me the quote for the 1.8, and that was cheaper by 12,000 rand than the 1.4. And I was approved for the loan, so I'm getting it possibly tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to say thank you to the Lord for every wound. We've got quite a few friends that have tried for 10 years, 8 years, and by the grace of God have conceived. So I think it's amazing. Also just want to thank the Lord for marriage and for my family, and just really want to thank the Lord for the nations that He's given this community as an inheritance. And great. This is a friend of ours, Max. He's a pro golfer. We don't charge much, but those who want to learn to play, come speak to me.
Yeah, I'm all the way from Sweden. I just want to say thank you all for letting me come, and for the donors to help me at their house. They've been so nice to me. And they have so amazing, children. Yeah, it has been so funny to play with them. Thank you.
I just want to thank God for the whole year He's been with me and my family. Whatever we are going through, He was there for us and protecting us. And I want to thank God for the church. They have been with me in everywhere I'm going, in all the tribulation and trials. They were there for me. I just want to thank God for this protection of my family, because now the other people that leave their families now, but I thank God. We are still alive, all in my family. Thanks.
Next group.
I'll take my minute. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Grateful for lots. I think more just in the everyday of just God's presence. Always faithful. Just in times like these, that He holds the world in the palm of His hand. You know. For health, family, and before I start crying, my minute's over.
That's our group.
You're not going to shut Midrand up. Come on, Midrand. Come on, Rudy. That's it. You can talk from the back. So I'll start quickly. This time last year, I was working in the hospitality industry. My wife had an amazing dream. That Brad was walking me around the premises, and he walked me upstairs, and he had a bunch of keys in his hand, and he said, this set of keys is for you, but you have to change your heart. And 2 months later, I was working for the church. So I'm really thankful for all of you for just you know, when Tracy and I got married, we moved into the area, just for accepting us. This is honestly family. I'm the only child, so I know nothing about family, but I can tell you that this is one hell of a family. Just in the year that I've been here, I started on the 5th of October. Come on! So I've been here a year and just over a month, and in that time I took a pay cut, and I'm not asking for money, I promise. I took a pay cut, a salary cut, and in that time I was a little bit stressed at first, but I can promise you. You're in my group. What's wrong with you? Believe me, you want to hear this. In that time, the Lord has provided us so much. He's written off 60,000 rand debt. And on top of that, we were able to buy a house instead of just rent a house. This was taking a pay cut and expenses rising. And I'm just thankful for my wife. She's amazing. She's speaking to my life and so many others and to my new Reedy boy.
So I'm thankful for a wife that'll change diapers while I'm talking in front. So yeah, God has been so amazing. Ever since we came to Gauteng, He's really just been amazing with us, and every single step planting us in this church, and the amazing family that He's given us in every one year, and how He's provided in our finances, the place we stay, our baby boy, our baby girl in the tummy. So yeah, it's just been an amazing year, and God is really, really awesome.
I can also say, you know, my trauma. Yeah, God has been amazing this year. It's been a tough year, but he's been good. He's answered questions. He's answered prayers. He's answered. It's just been amazing. It has been a wonderful year. Thanks.
This is not our minute. Don't count it. I thought we were all doing testimonies. I wasn't aware it was 1 minute Thanksgiving service. This is off the cuff. I'm thankful for a God who speaks. He's not distant. He's not far away. He speaks. And He catches you by surprise. So that is encouragement to keep listening. You know, you have an agenda, and then He intersects with His voice, and it's always quite surprising. I'm grateful for my first missions trip this year with Manny. It was amazing. It's bad. Yeah, really. I've been praying for years to go on mission, so it's really exciting. Hope it's the first of many. And I'm grateful for my daughter getting married. Prayed for years, so thank you, Jesus. One down, one to go. Now I'm praying for her to be a good mother-in-law. Any tips? I'm grateful for our laughter at our home group. Sometimes work gets quite heavy, so we get to home group and giggle and laugh and banter with each other. It's really fun. I'm grateful for God who laughs and has fun. Yeah, I'm grateful for my husband. Saved me. I'd just like to say thank you for our life group. For those of you who don't know, last week on the 16th, we had with a thunderstorm, we had some severe damages to our cottages, which is quite extensive. The roof and the flooring at this stage is about 155,000 rand. But God is good. The insurance is covering everything. So I'd just like to say thank you, and can I just thank you to our life group for their support and for their prayers.
I'm really, really thankful that God is good all the time. And from generation to generation, he actually reminded me of something this past week. A while ago, Walter shared, I think with the life group, that he has been able all these years to make a living with his hands. And last week, I was busy with something, and all of a sudden, I remembered the words my dad used when Walter asked him whether we could get married 34 years ago. And my dad's words were, "You've got two strong hands." Instead of saying what we didn't have, you know, the fact that there's a lot of things that weren't in place, but he blessed my husband's hands. And I'm thankful.
Since this is a very spiritual group of people, you can all speak in tongues. So, danke schön, lieber Herrgott, dass
wir dich ehren können und dass wir dich loben können, jeden Tag. Dankeschön. Amen.
I'm going to do one for my wife. She doesn't like a microphone. So I'm going to say thank you on Teresa's behalf. Patrick is out of hospital and at home tonight. Let me be graphic, from having his ribcage open on Thursday, he's at home and walking around and he's fine. So the op went well and he's good, and we're grateful obviously for Bubba in the tummy, adding to our family, and I'll steal a little bit more, babe. I'm grateful for you. In many ways. Many ways. You know that. Anyway. Bam! Who's the next lucky?
Madrid, come on.
Come, waterfall. Yeah, come. Yeah. The waterfall, the tide is building.
No.
I joined this church in January this year, and I'm really grateful. I remember Brad preaching and then telling us about his drug addiction, and I thought, wow. And he said something like, he hasn't arrived. And I thought, well, this is the church that I'm going to be at, because if a pastor hasn't arrived, then I know he's got a long way to go, and my journey is going to be easier because of it. So I'm very grateful to Brad for that. And more especially, I'm grateful to my home group and the friends that I've had. I had a group of people praying for me for a year that I would find the right church and the right home group, because it is so important to me to have believers as friends, because my family are all Hindus, and it's difficult to relate or talk about things of God to unbelievers. They don't understand it and they don't get it. And not to be able to share that with family, but to share it with the family in my church and in my home group, is the most amazing thing. So I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful.
Hello, everyone. I got 1 minute. 1 minute is long, eh? I'm so grateful for this church. I'm so grateful for the leadership. Grateful for what the work that you're doing with the Great Lakes, Manny. I wish you'd be more enthusiastic about it, though. The work you're doing is fantastic. Thank you, Brad, John, leadership, the elders. And I'm thankful for this group. There's still some trials that we're going through, so I'm thankful that God's going to answer those prayers that we've asked. I'm grateful for my body. You know, I heard a test the other day. I was watching TV in the tornado alley in America. And this youngster was caught in the tornado and the roof fell on top of him, and he lost his leg when he woke up in hospital. And he said, you know what, I should have walked through the grass without my shoes on. So I'm grateful I have 2 feet, 2 arms, 2 legs, and we should all be the same, you know. So praise God.
I'm so grateful for God and for how good he's been to me over many, many years. We had a whole year where we kind of felt very out of water in terms of church, and then we came to the Crossing Church, and I am so grateful for that, because the family that we found, the kind of relationships we're experiencing, the enthusiasm from the pulpit, from the leadership, from the eldership, it's been an absolutely amazing year since February, and I'm really grateful to the Lord for that. So,
I just like to say thank you to God and to the people of this church for the family that's been blessed to us, both our blood family and our church family. Maybe we sat for over a year not having a church family, and it's a hard place to be. But we've just had our 39th anniversary, and God has been good.
I'm thankful for this church and for everybody and for what God has done in this last year and how he's turned my life around since the burglary. So thank you for that. And yeah, thank you.
Pastor Patrick. Who's next? Come. Yeah, Bruce is coming. Glenn Austin. Not Glenn Austin, America. Glenn Austin, South Africa.
Hello, everyone.
I'm grateful that they're going to change the flight to Glen Finesse from Glen Austin. But really what I'm grateful is for a victory in my life. One of the things I don't really enjoy doing too much is reading, which is a bit strange because I'm a teacher. But I'm on track this year for the challenge that Brad put up at the beginning of the year to read your Bible in a year. And so I'm grateful to God for that, that has happened.
Hi, everyone. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for being our family. No matter what we do, you always love us. Thank you. I'm very grateful that my daughter finished school today. And just for the way that the Lord has provided every need that we have according to His riches and glory. And I'm just thankful to my dad. And for Jordan being a world champion was very awesome. But it's just the way that the Lord provided that. Because I looked at it and I thought, there's no way we can do this. But God is above. His ways are above our ways. And I think that's something we always need to remember. When things don't look the way I think they should look, we need to remember that His ways are above our ways.
Hello. Hi. My name is Josh. Yeah. Tonight I just want to say I'm grateful to be in this place, and also I just want to thank God because of the new dimension that has connected me to this family. So I just want to take it as a privilege to me. It's an extremely privilege to be in this place and also to know these guys. For me, Bruce and Shemaine is like my dad and my mom. So I just want to thank them, and I just want to also thank everyone because we're still alive. Some of them, they're willing to see such a beautiful day, but they couldn't make it. But you and I, we make this day to be beautiful. God made our day to be beautiful to us. So it's a privilege and a great honor to each and every one of us.
Hi. Well, I'm so grateful that a day came when I fell in love with the Lord, because that was the best day of my life. Before that, I existed, and now I have abundant life, and I'm blessed. And He just is everything to me. He's my all-sufficient God. He's my Father, my friend, my husband, the lover of my soul. And I can't think of going one moment without Him. And even though I have been through distressing trials this year, the wonderful thing is that, as His Word says, He never left or forsook me. He was my strength. He's the stronghold of my life. And through it all, I've learned to trust Him more, and I've become stronger. And I want to thank Him for answered prayer. You know, for times when we pray and call upon the Lord, and even for those short prayers that we encounter and we're in trouble, and Lord, help me now. And at this age, I often lose things and misplace them.
Well, I find them.
And I'm grateful to be in two groups.
Next, Bryanston. So the challenge is out for everyone to read your Bible next year is with me. It's very healthy.
I think the thing that I'm most grateful in life is being able to pass down the legacy of what Christ means to us. I'm talking about Florrie and I. We've been married for 48 years. And we have a son and a daughter, and they have their own little families. And I can tell you that the life of Christ in us has passed down to our two children. They are totally born again, loving families. And their children now average between about 3 to 14 years old. The eldest one started speaking in tongues at the age of 9. And all of them are just such a wonderful legacy for us. And I think that's what the Lord likes, for people to give their own lives and make sure there's a legacy for the future. Thank you.
Okay, a minute is a very short time. I have millions of things to thank the Lord for. 3 weeks ago, my 90-year-old mother had a fall and broke her hip. She is very frail. The chances of her getting through any kind of treatment was just totally remote. On top of that, she's got a very dicky heart. She's got atrial fibrillation, which means that the heart could stop at any time. We were warned by 3 doctors that it was a very high-risk operation. Thank you so much to everybody that prayed. Thank you. You carried us. Without you, it would have just been impossible. And to cut a long story short, she got through the op against all odds. Thank you, Jesus. Today she's walking 3 weeks later with a walker. She can't even remember the op, which I don't know if that's good or a bad thing.
I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the strength you give me every day. For the grace you give me, because without breathing, I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. But every day the sun rises, and it's a new day. And when it's a new day, we praise God, because He's our everything. He's all in all. We can't live without Him. It's good always to share the love of God wherever you go. Just ask somebody, do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus? It's a wonderful thing to find that so many of my black friends are so close to the Lord. I'm so grateful for friends in this place. So grateful for the wonderful love from you, Matthew, from you, Brad, from you, John, from you, my friend. Yeah, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Totally blessed. But I've got the morning. Carol probably knows my Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say thank you to the Lord for many bringing people down from Africa to our church, and how my family embraced them. I said, I want to have people in my home, and they said, how are we going to do it, Mom? And I said, we'll do it. And they all rallied around. They were put out. They were made uncomfortable, but they did it, and we loved it. It was a great, great blessing. Thank you, Manny and Brad.
And there's a honey group, and then there's anyone who's not in a group who wants to say thanks. This is good for you, isn't it, eh? Amen. Tim's group as well. We've got more groups than I realize. Thank you, Jesus, for more groups.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you to God for the church, my life group, my family, our friends, all of you. And my sister. But also I'd like to say thank you for being part of this family.
I just want to say thank you to the Crossing. It's our 10th year. And we've been placed in an incredible family. We are absolutely blessed to be a part of this church.
I want to thank Hilton for inviting us to this banquet on Sunday. I want to thank the Lord for this beautiful wife and the children. We are such a loving bunch. We love and respect each other. I want to thank the group we are in. We have respect and we just get along good with each other. And everyone else here in the church, always you are friendly and helpful. And yeah, I just want to thank the Lord for all His blessings through the year. Thank you.
I have so much to say thank you for. I mean, just the friendships we have in this church and everybody here. The kids ministry is just such a blessing, and just to see how all those children, you know, evolve and, you know, they just grow spiritually as well, and we learn so much from them. And then even our children, it is me so beautiful to see Jason going to bed with his Bible open next to him, and, you know, just the small things you see in Yuan when he's worshipping. It's just so truthful and so honest. So I think each year God tells us something or shows us something or learn, you know, we learn something. So this year for me was just to draw closer, and then just to find friendships in people that I didn't think I'll find friendships in, especially at work. And then just to give it all over to God, and He will actually sort out the problems. I don't need to. And it's just that kind of year for us. So thank you.
Tim, how long is this? And Honeydew, come up together. Just stand aside. Pause. Yeah, it's kind of a group that existed this year. Come. Yeah, there's the Honeydew group. Oh, no, come this side. There's the Kailani and the Honeydew. Can we start with a bigger group?
Sure. Yes. Thank you, Father, for so many things He's brought me through this year, through deep, deep waters. And I am so amazed at the Lord's supernatural power. He has delivered me from the darkest depths, and He's brought my family out, my children. He's blessed my children so immensely. I couldn't have been blessed with more amazing children than I've been blessed with. And yeah, the beautiful sun rises and sunsets every night. Wow, just look around you. The animals, Lord, thank you for all the animals that you've blessed us with. There are so many things around us that we see daily. And Lord, it's you speaking to us, and we are so thankful, Father. You are such a Father of grace and mercy and kindness and love. We love you, Father. I love you, Father. My life is just for you, Father. To the end of time, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I don't like microphones. But anyway, I don't have a choice. I have a lot to be thankful about. I've been struggling with a heart condition from 2011 with two blocked valves of my heart, that God supernaturally healed me, and I'm so thankful and grateful for that.
Sorry, I'm going to say, I hate mics. I get emotional when I look at people. But I'm going to say thank you for this church, because you've all been so absolutely supportive. I have grown so much in this church. I've gone from someone who was so shy they couldn't even talk to someone, to someone who's been able to talk to people, to encouraging people at work. And I just want to thank every single one of you who has supported me, Brad, Teresa, all the elders, all the people who've been my friends. Thank you, and thank you to the Lord, because He has supplied my needs. He gave me a wonderful car. It's got everything in it. I've got me into two accidents this year, and not one thing happened to me in those two accidents when I could have been missing off. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So I want to thank the Lord for the fact that He is our anchor. I think that's a really, I think everybody goes through ups and downs all the time. I've been fairly disconnected this year, you probably noticed. But in that time, you know, God remains an anchor. And if you've built a house on the rock, you know, the house doesn't fall when the storms come. So I want to thank the Lord for that. I want a second thing for Roxy, who's not here. My second minute. In the home group, in the life group that we have, it's really interesting to see how you talk about stuff which is not normally something that you would talk about in a normal kind of environment. So we prayed for one of Roxy's family members, I think it was a cousin, and her husband, and they were completely at war with each other. And they were really on the brink of divorce, and really absolutely at war with each other. And we prayed for them in the home group, and 2 or 3 weeks later, the whole thing had been resolved, and they were back together again, and completely restored. Absolutely amazing. So really, that's amazing.
Thank you. I just want to thank the Lord for He's my shepherd. My Lord doesn't sleep nor slumber. He doesn't get weary. At night, when we sleep, we don't afraid of anything. He's watching at us. His eyes doesn't blink or anything. I just want to thank His love, His mercy to my family. And I also love this group of guys. They are so beautiful and they are encouraging. And I also love my church. God, we love you so much. Thank you.
Amen. I just want to thank Jesus that He's in my life. He is my life. He is my confidence. He's my anchor. I thought that was very good because the Lord is our stability in life. And just want to thank the Lord for the lovely children He's given me and God's blessing on them and the lovely wife He's given me. Sometimes at home group I get home and I'm tired. I had a hard day at work, hot, and I think, should I go? And then I just push through. But I want to tell you, it's always such a blessing. Always find there's such an anointing. And when you go away, you feel lifted up. Feel God's touched you. You feel that you're being just wonderfully blessed by the Lord. And thank God for just being so good to us. He's a good God, isn't He? Amen.
Sure, well, I mean, thank the Lord for these testimonies. I mean, it's been incredible to hear each and every one of you has got a powerful testimony. I mean, this is a pool of creatures, eh? There's a lot. But, I want to thank the Lord for His hand throughout this year. I mean, we've seen His hand reach down and pull us out of the sinking water. We've seen His hand calm storms. We've seen His hand guard us. We've seen His hand comfort us and call us and lead us. So the leading and the blessing of the Lord has been great. I mean, I want to thank the Lord as well for being in the life of this church since 1987 and being privileged to be a part of life groups since that time. I mean, I remember, man, there's got to be about 16 life groups that I've been a part of, starting with Manny and Dawn. They're in Peterville, I think. It's been incredible. And just for these life groups, and being so long in the church, I want to thank the Lord for the people that He's brought through, but especially for the new folk. I think when I look over this crowd, I see so many new folk that have joined within the last year, within the last 2 years. I thank the Lord for that. Amen.
I would just like to thank the Lord just for everything. He's such a constant in our lives. Always been at the head of everything that we've ever done. Always been the pinnacle of our marriage, our home, our children. And I've just been incredibly blessed over many, many years. I have a wonderful husband and our twins finish the trip tomorrow. They do their final exam. And for our little lot, Lomiki Lupin, he just gives us so much joy. So, hey, God has been so good. He's an incredible God and just serves us and loves us. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'd just like to thank God that He's actually my foundation, that the cornerstone of my life is actually built on. And I also want to say thanks to the church for being there and being my family. It's, My immediate family is scattered all over the country and overseas as well, and this is my home, this is my family that is here. And for all the fantastic friends that I've built up over the years, and just know that God loves each and every one of you. And just thank you for being here.
Lenny and Dawn, do you want to come on? Who else would like to say thanks for something? Anyone? Don't feel shy. But always try. Teresa, yes. Who wants to hear Teresa say thanks for something? Yay! Come, Teresa!
Yeah, I just want to thank the Lord. He's so amazingly good in our lives, and for our daughter Bonnie getting married at the beginning of this year, nearly being married a year, and just for the amazing goodness of God, just the privilege of being able to meet so many people across our nation and in other nations, and just the privilege as well of just seeing him working in the Kids Ministry and the amazing teachers that he's brought, the 45 volunteers that come and stand alongside shoulder to shoulder as we bring those kids through for Jesus. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So, thank you.
I just want to thank the Lord for healing this year. In April, I accidentally punctured my left eardrum, and I was pretty deaf. And initially, the doctor was unable to see the damage until the blood had cleared, and when she looked at it, she said, "You really did a good job." It was a massive hole. Anyway, I went on to antibiotics just to keep it clean and clear, but I struggled. I couldn't hear properly. And it just made me more aware of people who have hearing problems, how difficult it is. And I found that I was often sort of sitting like this so that I could catch the conversation, and it became quite irritating. Anyway, dear Taylor didn't pray for that, but he just said, "I must keep asking God for healing," which I did. And then the doctor said to me when I went for checks, "I don't know if this is going to heal. You might have to have an operation." But I just felt to trust the Lord. And then I went to see the doc in about August, so that's nearly 5-6 months, because I had a bad cold. And she said, "How's your ear?" I said, "Well, you take a look and tell me." Because when I used to drive to work in the morning, I would, you know, when you can't hear in one ear, if you close an ear and you speak, you're hearing in mono, not stereo. And I used to sing in the car, and it was always mono. And one day I was just driving, and I thought, "Hang on, something's happening here," but I wasn't sure. Anyway, when I went to her, she had a look, and she said, She put the little instrument in my ear again, and she just pulled it out. She said, "I can't believe it, it's closed, totally closed." And I just knew right then and there the Lord had done it. And she said to me, "And what's more," and that was my confirmation, she said, "There's not even a skull." Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 1 minute, my wife says. There's so much really to thank the Lord for. But I wanna really thank the Lord for this base church. I wanna thank God for a local church, that this is where we belong, this is our family, this is our home. And yet it's a place where we are released and sent to do what we're called to do. And it's not easy, because sometimes I'm only here once a month, even next year it's even going to be even more. But it's an incredible privilege, and I want to thank the Lord for this investment that you as a local church have, not just on in the Great Lakes, but the nations and the churches. The churches, the privileges of going to churches all across this country. You will not know the incredible blessing it has been for us, you know. And the appreciation and releasing us to go into that context. Honestly, I don't know how to say thanks to the Lord for that, you know. And it's just, you know, just thank you, Brad. And also as a team, you know, just for your prayers. You know, I have nearly 800 people praying, you know, when we go on little trips. You know, thank you so much for your prayers. I don't feel alone. I tell you, God's protection, if someone prayed, is so evident as you go into those different places. But I'm thankful for leave. I'm thankful for having a break. I'm thankful on Saturday that we're going to a hole in the wall to be recharged, to reflect, just to have a time with Jesus, whatever the case may be, because next year is going to be an incredible year. If I can close this with this statement of Proverbs, it says that the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which gets brighter and brighter until the full day. I tell you, child of God, in God, it gets better and better. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you. Beautiful, man. Father God, we tonight we just our hearts are full of gratitude. We really are grateful, Lord. It's wonderful to see what you've done, what you do, what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for your word that's true. We thank you for your spirit that is inside of us. We thank you, Lord, for your church and the people that you've called us to love and be loved by. And we thank you for the mission that you've called us to, Lord. This wonderful task of working with you to see you fulfill your purposes that you started when you created everything, but when you said it is finished on that cross, you had all of this in mind. And God, we want to praise you for heaven as well. Lord, all of us and heaven too, somebody said. And God, we just want to live in that place of gratitude. Lord, gratitude actually heals your body. When you are ungrateful, it brings sickness to you. When you're grateful, you're healed. Everyone in this place can say tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Godliness and contentment is great gain. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. We trust in you. Everything that we've got, everything that we don't have, we can say we're content. Paul said, I've learned to be content with little and with much. And God, we pray that we would keep our eyes on you. All honor and all praise and all glory and all thanks belongs to the Lamb, Jesus, our King. We worship you tonight, Lord. We worship you every day. May we not lose sight of you. May we say thank you right through Christmas. May we say thank you every day for all that you do and have done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Guys, have some dessert. And and dessert.